Joining me is Dr. Steve Coleman. And Steve, as we take a look at the opportunity and maybe in some cases the responsibility of updating nutrient plans, this is a project of the Ohio Soybean Council and some others as we try to find out what.
Well, Dale, we're basically looking to find out the Tri-State Rec's, the current recommendations for Ohio field crops. We're looking to see if those are valid. We're trying to revise them and update them with the best information that we have for fertilizer recommendations, corn, soybeans, and wheat in Ohio.
When was the last time they were updated?
1995 is the last time.
As you look to now, what brings the need now?
Well, obviously, we have a lot of water quality issues in the state with eutrophication in Lake Erie. At the same time, margins are getting tighter, grain prices are dropping. We need to manage nutrients to the best of our ability in the state.
As you take a look at the ongoing process, if you will, of updating nutrients, will there be an end time to this, or will it be an evolving program?
A little bit of both. We're hoping to really collect a lot of information, a lot of field trial data in the next 2 to 3 years. 3 or 4 years, we hope to have a very good handle on what we actually want to say. But over the course of time, this is going to be an evolving process, and we're going to continue to collect information and maybe make minor tweaks as appropriate.
Also, majority, is that a fair statement? A majority of the information will come from real on farms versus some other study areas.
That's right. Most of the information, unlike the Tri-State recommendations that came mostly from small plot research, we are really relying on the farming community to buy in, help us out, help participate in collecting the majority of this information from large on-farm strip trials.
And as a result of that, actually working with some agronomists throughout the Tri-State area on their fields.
That's right. So we're working directly with farmers themselves. We're working also with private crop consultants, ag retailers, co-ops, agronomists of all sorts that are interested in this process, want to buy in, want to collect information, be as objective as possible, and help part of that process. And we have funds to help facilitate that as well through checkoff dollars.
Speaking of those funds then, as you look at the next year then, how do you adjust year to year as you have some data but yet want more data to validate where we're going?
Well, everybody wants information now. That's the age we live in. The reality is, you know, Mother Nature and field trial research just takes time. And so we need a few years. We know that this summer might be very different than last summer, et cetera, et cetera. So we recognize that we need to get information over multiple years to really have it be robust information.
Are you working with anybody else as far as other states on this?
We are working with Michigan State and Purdue as part of the original Tri-State Consortium. We don't know at this point if we're going to continue with the Tri-States, if we're going to have a reboot, a 2.0, if you will, or if we're going to just keep things Ohio-specific or maybe even break things out regionally within the state of Ohio.
Dr. Steve Coleman, my guest. This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.